subject for second recommendation.
Thank you, Chair. So this recommendation, which can be voted on in its own standing, is that the political proportionality for the scrutiny committee be disapplied so that the majority group only has 3 seats and that other groups are allocated the remainder of the seats to reflect those groups, respective of size and the terms of reference that appendix C be amended as necessary. To put this in context, and this is probably a first example of what I mean, currently it would be possible with the numbers that exist in this chamber and with the arrangements that currently sit in the Constitution for us to populate the scrutiny committee and have the majority. For me, I don't think that's correct. And my colleagues agree. So whilst we want to have members on scrutiny who can achieve scrutiny, we actually want to positively build in reverse proportionality so that the chair of the scrutiny committee, the vice chair of the scrutiny committee and members have the opportunity to make recommendations that are not necessarily in line with the cabinet view. I believe that gives us a genuine opportunity to afford proper scrutiny without tying the hands of that committee. Now, you don't have to vote for that. My view is it's a sensible and positive step forward around scrutiny, and I invite the whole chamber to support that. Certainly you will see that support on this side of it.
Can I ask for a second, please?
Councillor
Watkins.
Thank you, Councillor
Barry.
There's abstention, Ken.
No, we're almost certain that an abstention isn't against.
We're just checking. Just checking. Scrutiny chair for adult social care, now held by the
Conservative Group, and Regeneration. There's a complete blanket apart from this one concession that's been given over, so I'll certainly be voting for it. And as much as I feel that there might be an expectation that we thank the ruling group for this, I don't think it's something that I'm able to thank them for per se, but acknowledge the fact that we've been offered this one crumb among a conservative sea of committee chairs, etc.
Councillor Brodie?
I'm wrestling with this a little, Chair, and I'm afraid Councillor Baker-Smith has perhaps persuaded me to be that one person that will vote against this, because it is crumbs from the Conservative table. I think we're being treated appallingly tonight by an effective elective dictatorship. Just because you've got five on the scrutiny committee instead of three would be meaningless, because I can assure you that any recommendations, any calling decisions, etc., will be rejected by the Conservative Cabinet. That's what will happen. It's happened on previous councils. Councillor Stewart doesn't understand the history of this council as well. This was tried back in 2005-06 as well, when it went down because the then much larger Lib Dem group voted against it. I am very inclined, as I sit here, thinking, do I really want crumbs from the Conservative table? And I am likely to vote against. I'll listen to any of the comments first, but thank you.
No one else wishing to speak? Okay, I'd like to leave you to sum up, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think I want to deal with the last one first, actually. So I'll wait for Councillor Brodie to be listening. So, Councillor Brodie, sorry, just going to deal with your comment first. This is a step which I believe does give balance to the way the council operates. Comments have been made about the various chairs of the subcommittees. Children's Services, I think this council, the previous administration, was quite happy with the work that Councillor Conway Gaunder had done for Children's Services. And I mean absolutely no doubt that Councillor Vanessa Churchman will follow a similar path, because they weren't even speaking. Councillor Nicholson, Health and Adult Social Care, the previous administration, I think it was Councillor Stubbings, as I recall, specifically proposed he should lead that committee, as I recall. Indeed, here he is doing that very role. And already I understand that he has colleagues from across the chamber who are keen to work on that committee. I think what needs to get across to people is, yes, we are now the lead administration. The public have given us that mandate. We will exercise the mandate. We can play with the stats. How do you do that? The two people that lost by two votes and four votes and all this. The fact is, that's the way democracy operates, and we have the mandate. I am what you see and what you hear. If anybody wants to come and talk to me or others about anything, I'm not going to see that not happening. Equally, we have got a clear opportunity, but more importantly, a duty to the island electorate to leave this council where it asks us to go, and we will do that. I would like to work with members across the chamber. I would like to work with them. You can put yourselves onto those committees, and I have no doubt that Councillor Outlaw will listen and work with his team. Nobody can judge him otherwise, you don't know him. You know, give the man a chance. So what I'm trying to say to you is, you either embrace where we're going with a fresh mind and say we're going to look positively to the future and work together. Tomorrow we're going to be discussing at our executive an opportunity for a large number of jobs on the other way. That's 24 hours after we've gone through this process today. We said we'd do it and we're going to deliver it. So I think what we need to do as a council is try and wipe a bit of the past away and give the benefit of the doubt. That's the best I can offer to Councillor Brodie, because I recognise that he has got experience of the past, and I am not David Pugh. I'm David Stewart. That's a different person.
Yeah.
So, thank you. So the main thing is, I'll put the proposal and I ask you now to vote to the vote, Chair.
This is a show of hands, please. All those in favour?
David Holt.
We need four people for a no vote.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine. It's fine,
thank you. So it will be a no vote. All those in favour, please.
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Brading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Morsdale, Councillor Merwin, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Perks, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whittle, Councillor Andre, Councillor Baker Smith, Councillor Downer, Councillor Chapman, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Medland, Councillor Smart, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, Councillor Jones Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Stewart.
Sorry, and those against? Abstentions?
Councillor Lilly, Councillor Brodie.
Right, next item, and that is to invite Council to note